Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hello, hallway. Hello, classmates. I, Taya, have finally returned to school after 3 months. What the what? What's with everyone's goggled-eyed looks? The boys were all slipping off their chairs. Had I morphed into Jenna Ortega at the summer break or something? Oh, turns out there's a new girl standing behind me. Are you the new student? Let me show you around. Oh, boys, weren't they forgetting something? Their existing girlfriends, which they were only with because of me. Anyway, I'm Taya, aka Stalking Lord, ruler of all information in school. Just give me a full name and some of your allowance money, and I can dig up the 411 on your crush.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
These idiots only impressed their girlfriends due to my incredible talent. And now they're all over this Mira girl? Do they have no shame? Unlike me, once I like someone, then my eyes don't wander. The one and only Adonis of my heart is Colin. He's so sweet. He has this shining halo when he plays basketball. And most importantly, he's flawlessly handsome. But I hadn't told him how I felt. Because, as you can see, he's not short of admirers, and nothing seems to impress him. So, I was still trying to figure out the best way to get on his radar. My everyday joy was quietly observing him from afar. But wait! What happened to his car? What's with all the silly scribbles? Finn, the troublemaker, and his minions were standing nearby laughing at my Colin. Ugh! Those notorious rebels, for some reason, seem to thrive off tormenting poor Cal.
So you're a vandal now, huh, Finn? Look who's talking. Oh, I see. The new team captain?
Finn threw the spray can at Cal, then left. Why isn't Colin doing anything? Maybe he doesn't want to rise to such petty idiots? Then let me handle this. I know exactly what his Achilles heel is. A few days later, I secretly put a small box in Finn's locker and watched on as his minions gathered around excitedly gawping at it. They too must be amazed that their big man's finally getting a love confession time, huh? Finn smugly opened the box but then freaked out and threw it in the air. The cockroaches escaped and ran rampant across the hallway. It's pure chaos. A bunch of wimps. Oh, he finally discovered the note I attached. Finn was fuming and shouted that he would find the instigator. I could see Colin walk off from the crowd. If only he knew what I did for him, he'd be so impressed. But nope, Finn took zero notice of my warning and continued to bother Colin. Ugh, I can't let him get away with this. That gremlin needs to learn some serious lessons. Finn always stays late after school to sneak up to the terrace and practice skateboarding. So I schemed to get him stuck in the elevator. He'd be trapped there for at least an hour. Enough time for that claustrophobic peacebreaker to read the second warning letter and apologize for what he did. There he is. Time to leave. I ducked my head, gently stepping out of the elevator, when suddenly Finn grabbed my wrist and pulled me back. How long are you going to play Beauty Saves the Hero, huh? How could he know? It turns out that Finn's minions happened to see a bunch of pictures of Colin decorated with hearts in my locker, and they even found a list of Finn's weaknesses in my bag. Just one cute puppy can make him scream like a little girl? Suddenly, the elevator stopped. Oh no, I didn't mean to trap myself here like this, with this punk. You did this too, right? You've gone too far. Tell you what, be my servant for a month, and I'll let you off. As if. Stay away from Colin, and I'll stay away from you. You don't even know his true face. I doubt you'd still like him if you did. Anyway, I heard that the principal is desperate to get his hands on the cockroach culprit. Your choice. Do you want to pay the price to him or to me? Ugh, he's got me. But what does this Finn know about Colin that I don't? Okay, just 1 month. And don't think it'll be easy to be my boss. Heh, nice. Then I have first order for you already. And so, I had to sing and dance to entertain him until someone came to rescue us. In the following days, the bossy Finn kept sending me on dumb errands and rebuking me for every single thing. There's no denying that this guy was a gifted painter. It's just a shame about his lousy personality. As soon as someone spotted us, he immediately skated away, leaving me running after him. He didn't study either, so I had to do all his homework. He even made me run around the school just to buy him some snacks. This time, Finn asked me to put this cake on Miss Watterson's desk. Did he finally do something nice? No! How foolish I was! Turns out he'd injected food coloring into it to prank our teacher, and he took a video of me placing it on her desk to slander me. You have to stay after school and film me every skateboarding session, or else I'll tell her. That guy has gone too far. Is he forcing me to work overtime now? And since I have been busy being Finn's puppet, I didn't even have time to look after Colin anymore. I've tried several times asking why he hates Colin that much, but every time I mentioned it, he got all touchy. And there's one more thing that intrigued me. There was something up with Finn's leg. Hey, does your left leg hurt?
It's perfectly fine. Don't act like we're close.
Why do you have to be so sensitive? No wonder no one likes you.
Oh, please. Being liked by someone like you would be a nightmare. The only girl on my level in this place is Mira. She's sweet and gentle. Besides, she's only been here 5 minutes and she has already established an art club.
He can't compare the Little Mermaid to Princess Merida. We're basically just different.
Heard you're the one who knows everything at school, right? Find out about her for me. It might be our last mission.
For what? Are you going to put her in trouble too?
Well, this proves that a know-it-all like you doesn't know anything about me. It's just like you don't understand your Colin at all. Just give this to Mira. Remember to do it in a private place so she doesn't feel awkward.
Oh, he even drew the card himself. This side of rebellious Finn really surprised me. But come to think of it, if Finn was too busy with love, he wouldn't torture me anymore. Under Finn's instructions, I went to school early the next day to find his muse. As soon as I saw Mira, I immediately chased after her, but was she talking to Colin? Why did they look so sneaky?
I don't get it. Why do you want to hide this?
I've just transferred here. I don't want your harem bothering me. So in front of others, just pretend we're strangers, okay?
Fine. See you after school then. I'll pick you up.
Okay, see ya, honey bun.
What was that? Are they dating? This isn't good news at all.
Right at that moment, Finn came to ask me.
Why haven't you passed her the card? What happened?
Then I told Finn what I just saw. Colin offered to pick her up after school. Then Mira even called him honey bun. Looks like my first love has ended before it had even began.
But they don't even have the guts to make it public? Colin doesn't deserve Mira. But that's okay. I've got a plan.
So according to his scheme, basically, we needed to separate them. Then I'd take Colin, and Finn would take Mira. That day after school, I assisted Finn in flattening Colin's tires. I know, I hated causing trouble for my beloved Colin. But this is the only way to give Finn an opening to offer Mira a ride because she was in a hurry to get to her ballet class.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The day after, Finn helped me draw Colin as a partner for my chemistry project. During class, I was super excited and nervous when sitting next to my Adonis, until I noticed Colin writing something to Mira and leaving it on her lab table. I immediately dragged Finn to steal the letter. Don't forget, today we have to pick Tommy up, and Mom asked what you wanted for dinner.
Was their relationship progressing this fast? Colin had already introduced Mira to his family.
We couldn't let the two just simply meet up like that, so we stalked and followed them to a preschool. Upon catching sight of them with a little boy, Finn suddenly blurted,
"What? Don't tell me that boy's their son."
"No, it's just Colin's little brother, Tommy, age 5.5. Favorite color, green. Favorite food, ice cream."
"Anyway, my eyes itch seeing them happy with each other. Let's sabotage them."
So, we kidnapped the kid. Oh, it's not as bad as you think. We just took him for ice cream without telling Colin and Mira.
That kid doesn't look worried at all.
Why be worried? You saved me from those boring two.
So, Tommy, do you know that Mira is having dinner with her family tonight?
Yeah. Mira, she stays at our house every day.
What?
Another chocolate ice cream, please, then I'll talk.
I gave him a new cup of ice cream right away. This kid was smart.
Well, she stays with us because she's our cousin.
What? Why did she call Colin Honeybun then?
Maybe because Mom calls him by this embarrassing nickname all the time.
Right at that moment, Mira rushed into the ice cream shop in panic. So, you guys are cousins? Why hide it from everyone?
It's because she's afraid people will find out that her parents are bankrupts.
No, that's not true. Don't listen to that kid.
Yes, it is. I heard you telling Colin all about it.
Okay, that's the reason. But please, don't tell anyone about this. I quickly said that we would agree if Mira went on a date with Finn. The guy looked shocked. Didn't think I could be so quick-witted, huh? Surprisingly, Mira smiled and said she didn't mind going on a date with Finn anyway. She always thought he's kinda cute.
Huh, so everything is just that easy? That means my servant life will finally end here.
Only then did Colin rush over.
Tommy, why are you here?
Oh, I just got lost so they saw me and bought ice cream to calm me down. They didn't kidnap me at all.
Oh, Tommy. So that's how Mira and Finn got their first date. The deal between me and Finn is considered to be over then. But why do I feel so empty instead of relieved? Suddenly, something hit my leg. Aren't you supposed to be on a date?
I knew my servant would still be waiting for the boss right here.
Turns out, their date was a bit odd. Mira didn't seem to like Finn's antics, and Mira's neediness wound Finn up. So this is definitely their last date.
I laughed out loud, but Finn quickly stopped me. How about you and Colin? Still don't have the guts to confess?
I may have successfully protected my Adonis, but I don't know why. It's like there's something that keeps holding me back from confessing.
Finn immediately took me to get a makeover.
He's a very enthusiastic consultant, and seems to be very knowledgeable about Colin's tastes. When seeing me in the new dress, he even said I looked cute. Okay, where had rude Finn gone? What do you think of me and Colin becoming a couple?
What do you mean?
I mean, you used to say that Colin was terrible and all, but now you're willing to help us get together.
Actually, he's not that bad, and I'm doing this for you. You like him, right?
Yeah. I like Colin,
right? Why did my feelings seem vague? What had gone into my head? The next day at school, when I appeared in front of Colin with my new look, he seemed impressed. And you know what? He even suggested going on a date with me. Yay! But I'm not sure I could last a whole date in this tight dress and super inconvenient high heels. During our date, Colin was just as sweet and caring as I expected him to be. But weirdly, it didn't move me at all. Is it because I'm too focused on keeping balance on these stupid high heels? Taya, do you want to be my prom date? If he'd asked me this a month ago, I would have leaped in joy and sung out yes. But right now, I just stood there, silent. I see. I really like this version of you, but your previous look might suit you better. You seem more comfortable and carefree around Finn. Oh, Finn. I didn't realize he had always been on my mind till now. I'd longed to be free of him, but now he's all I could seem to think about. Curious, I asked Colin why Finn didn't like him, and I finally found out the truth. Turns out, they used to be friends and were once on the basketball team together. Finn was the best player back then, but at one practice, he was doing a high jump when Colin also jumped to get the ball. They collided and Finn injured his knee, which ended his professional basketball dreams. Colin then became the star player. Meanwhile, Finn turned rebellious and had resented Colin ever since. Feeling guilty still, Colin was willing to suffer all the tormenting Finn had done to him. That's why Finn always caused you trouble. He still got me a makeover though, to match your style and become a thing with you.
Oh, that explains why you seem to be exactly my type. He knows me too well. But, Taya, you like Finn, right? If so, you should go and tell him.
That hit me hard. Maybe I've been trying to deny it the whole time, but I really did feel the most comfortable around Finn, and I miss hanging out with him. But he seems to like someone soft and girly, like Mira.
Guess you're gonna find it out for yourself.
So I gathered all my courage and came to the skate park to find Finn. He saw me from afar.
Hey, how was your date? You look the part. I didn't expect you to be back this early.
I know about the secret between you and Colin, and how you lost your opportunity of becoming a professional basketball player. If my bestie hates him, I hate him too.
Actually, I don't hate him. I just hate how useless I am.
Don't talk about yourself like that. You know that you're really talented, right? You're the first guy I've met who can skate, paint, and well, is good looking at the same time. Be more confident, will you?
You know, no one's ever seen nice things like that in me before. But this doesn't matter, because you like Colin.
I did like Colin, but we realized we're not actually a very good match. After an awkward silence, we both raised our voices at the same time.
You go first.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
I'm listening. I think I like you.
Well, that was what I was about to say. Let me be your servant this time.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.